Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast for this midweek update on February the 21st, the day Real Madrid celebrated their 1,000th day as being champions of Europe. Quite a significant landmark day then. Now, on the transfer news front, the on-off deal with Ezequiel Palacios seems to be back on again, despite the injury to his fibula, which currently has him sidelined and out of action with River Plate. Representatives from Madrid were in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, to assess the condition of the player with a view to a summer move. His release clause, remember, stands at just 15 million euro. Lots of reporting and speculation about what was talked about when Solari and Perez had 2.5 hours of face-to-face meetings the other night, along with Jose Angel Sanchez and Ramon Martinez. Perez wanted updates on the current squad and aired his concerns, first about the 6 changes that were made for that Ajax game in Champions League last week, and the choices in Sunday's game, most notably, why didn't Vinicius start? Staying with Brazilians, more news on Rodrigo. Confirmation is that he will arrive in July, despite Santos wanting to keep him on to the end of the year. But interestingly enough, when he was asked if he would be happy doing what Vinicius did, which was to appear for the Castilla team and then to graduate into the first team, or if he would prefer to stay at Santos if this was the case, and his answer was simple, I would prefer to stay with Santos for sure. So there you have it, a clear message sent from Rodrigo of what he expects when he arrives in July, which is an immediate place in the first team squad and to be in contention for a first team place. Now, we mentioned on Monday the name of Guti as a potential successor to Senil Gunes at Besiktas. Now it appears that he has some quite serious competition from Slaven Bilic and indeed Lopetegui. But his name is now being found and indeed linked again as a potential successor to Solari and a coach for Madrid next season. He's got a good relationship with Perez, much more so, it's said, than Raul Gonzalez. Jogi Love's name is on the slide due to the language barrier. Remember, he speaks no Spanish, and Allegri is deemed to be a risk, not due to experience, but his hardline attitude as far as tactics are concerned. And of course, that result in Madrid won't have gone down particularly well last night either. And there is concern inside Real Madrid that they don't want a return to the type of game that was played under the Fabio Capello regime. Now, many players have been saddled with a label over the years, the new Ronaldo, the new Pele, the new Neymar, the new Maradona, the new Cristiano. Rarely do they ever get close to emulating their superheroes. Now, Madrid are eyeing up one such. It's a Portugal under-21 international, Jab Felix, who's made a huge impression this season with Benfica. After graduating from the B team, 7 goals in 14 games, Madrid have already offered 18 million to buy him. Benfica turned it down flat. They have a new deal on the table for Felix to sign, which has a 120 million release clause. Unsurprisingly, the player is reluctant to sign. His current deal runs until 2023. There is a release clause in it. Real Madrid are expected to return and exceed that in the summer with an offer of between 25 to 30 million euro. Now, Marcelo is going through a very tough time at the moment, and finding friends is a little difficult. But Cafu came out and spoke in his defence at the Laureus Awards at the weekend. Marcelo, he said, is still one of the best in his position in the world. He's been there now at Madrid for 13 seasons. It's normal that there are ups and downs, but he is just 30. He will be back. His teammates, his coach, they all have confidence in him. He added on Vinicius as well. It's no surprise to me. We knew his potential was huge. His rise has been very quick there, but he must stay focused on the football, be committed, and have big ambitions. Now back to Rodrigo. He's been in the news on multiple occasions over the last few days. Remember the rumours surrounding this back injury and that he needed injections prior to playing and indeed during the games. Well, he appeared in his new shirt, the number 11 shirt for Santos, coming on as a substitute in the 3-0 victory over Guarani and scoring the third goal with his head. The win keeps Santos in first position in Group A of the state championship. Marcelo has had a meeting with José Ángel Sánchez, the general director of Real Madrid, which lasted just over an hour, where he aired his grievances as being seen as the reason Madrid are in the current situation they find themselves in. This, remember, comes just days after his quote, "If the day arrives when Madrid don't want me, then I'm leaving." The fallout from the Girona defeat continues to roll on through midweek as debate is raging in the media as to whether Vinicius should have been left out and can Bale's situation descend any further. It seems the general view is that regardless of the facts that everybody does agree, too much pressure shouldn't be put on Vinicius at present due to the fact he's still only 18. He is the only player who instigates a fear in the opposition, and that if he is fit, he should always be starting. Now, Madrid's appeal against Ramos' yellow card in the semi-final first leg of the Copa del Rey against Barcelona has been thrown out. It now leaves Ramos knowing that if he picks up a yellow card in the second leg, then he will miss the final should Madrid make it there. James Rodriguez, fresh from Bayern Munich's draw at Anfield in Champions League, was questioned in the aftermatch on his future in Madrid. He said, "I have everything. I have my house and I have my people who love me. We must see what happens. At the moment, I have a contract with Bayern Munich. I want to finish the season. Then we'll see." Madrid back to training on Wednesday, and much photographed was Isco, who was back in the first team group following his recovery from the back injury he sustained over a week ago, although the likelihood of a recall looks still very, very slim. Eder Militao has been speaking to the press for pretty much the first time, but he was banned by his club from making any reference to Real Madrid. "It's all been something of a whirlwind year since his move to Porto from Sao Paulo. Arguably the best defender in Portugal at present, he's been called by Tite as well into the national team. All the intention is very new to him. So how's he coming to terms with this newfound stardom?" "I am," he said, "really very shy. I don't like talking too much. I certainly don't like giving interviews in front of camera. I prefer to play as opposed to giving interviews." Well, this year, he added, has been a big dream. "It's a huge step in my career to play in Europe in Champions League as well." And of course, we know he can play in multiple positions, but which is his favourite? Central defender. Thibaut Courtois was one of the first to appear this week after the weekend defeat to Girona, and despite the shock still being felt by Madrid's fans, the media, and indeed the club, he remained very upbeat. "The game," he said, "was a disappointment, but I'm convinced we are going in the right direction. Our game has improved greatly since the start of the season. We have talent, we have team spirit, and we have determination to keep on improving." Vinicius' talent is acquiring a wider audience by the week. As we know, among those at the Laureus Awards, Fabio Capello was talking about him, said, "They told me 3 years back that he was Brazil's great new star, and it's proven to be true. He's quick, plays well, and is hugely talented." Luis Figo added, "Yes, I agree. He is very talented and doing phenomenally well. His age, for me, doesn't matter at all. What matters is the work you do out on the pitch. He's taken advantage of his opportunity, and he has shown the tremendous quality that we know he has." The former prince of Italian football, Alex Del Piero, also agreed with the others, but he did add a note of caution. "He has huge potential, we know that," he said, "but to reach that potential is a process that requires time and the right environment in which to flourish." Talking about potential to flourish, Mario Basler and Stepanovic, coach of Frankfurt, have been offering their views on what Luka Jovic should be doing. "He's shown that he can become a great player, but if he moves now, then he will be maybe second or third choice, and it could maybe ruin his career," said Stepanovic. Basler added, "What good does it do if he wears a Madrid or Barcelona shirt and he sits on a bench?" Frankfurt, remember, preparing to exercise their rights to buy him from Benfica this summer for a fee of around €5 million. Then it will be a test of Frankfurt's resolve to hold out if a £50 to £60 million offer comes rolling in from either Barcelona or Real Madrid. And that just about wraps it up then for today's update. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you either via the Anchor podcast app, where you can actually leave your own voice messages, your views and your opinions, or on Twitter at Podcast Madrid, or indeed Facebook. And don't forget as well, you can catch up with all of the season's news and happenings at the website, RealMadridPodcast.com. We'll be back again on Monday. Until then, wherever you're watching your football over the weekend, have a great time. For me, Tim Capaldo, for the moment, bye-bye for now.